what that means.
Oh my God, it's boat season, baby.
I mean, maybe for us it will be. We don't know.
I thought you guys bought a
boat. No, we're gonna look at the wreck show. Because they always have good deals.
I could have swore you bought
about that I bought a butt. Is that what you just said?
Like in Finding Nemo. I catch the butt.
No.
You guys made me ink.
We haven't yet. We're going to the wreck show.
Fuck, I thought you
said so that we can, like, boat shop.
Okay.
And then Greg already talked to the credit union to talk to them about, like, financing to see what their interest rates would be. So yeah. We have that so we can compare it to whatever.
As soon as you get out, as soon as it takes its maiden voyage, you need to be like, I'm on a boat, motherfucker.
Duh.
Yeah.
Greg's boats already like, hose. Greg goes, it's going to be the summer of boats and hoes. And I'm like, yeah, me driving the boat with you, Pat, Tom.
Yeah, boats and hoes. You'll be captain, and you got all your hoes with you.
Yes. It'll be great. Good times.
You should make them shirts.
That say hoes?
Yeah.
Pink shirts that say hoes. Or just ho.
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 What up, ho? What up, ho?
If you're gonna be on the pontoon.
Gotta wear a pink ho shirt.
And I'll get a pink captain's hat?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh my God. I love all of this. This needs to happen and you need to send me pictures because I am not a ho. So I will not be on your boat.
Come on. Come on. You will be. But yeah, we're going to the rec show tomorrow.
Make them wear little pink Speedos that have ho.
They all would, and that's the embarrassing part.
That's the best. Okay,
all would.
Boat show, or RV and boat show, whatever it is.
Yeah, I like going to look at everything. But
I do, too.
Last year, we got the idea in our head, because I'd always been like, I always like looking at the campers.
Yes.
And I don't know why, but I think it's all the tiny storage.
You're fascinated by tiny storage.
Well, just like how... You know, there'll be a camper and there'll be what looks just like storage underneath. But when you lift it up, you can pull out a thing and it's like the outdoor kitchenette.
There's so much shit for activities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must need to watch Step Brothers.
Oh, my God.
That must be in your brain.
Catalina wine mixer.
So, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, we normally do that. But then last year we actually looked at boats.
Yeah.
And kind of got it in our head that, like, if it played out right, we have so much in taxes, though.
I know. That's,
so I'm like, I told you that yesterday, didn't I? Yes. But then after that, it'll get better because this year now we're scheduled to pay in way more than we have to. So next year it'll be fine. Not just one lump amount of money. It's gross and I hate it.
It's the worst.
But I think Emma and her boyfriend might come with us to like walk around. But I don't know.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You're getting ready to go on vacation.
We're going on vacation.
We bring me some jewelry. We bring me some earrings.
Do you want some earrings?
Yeah. Okay. I've been wearing earrings more.
Okay.
They don't have to be anything super crazy. Just jewelry from your vacation.
None of the kids' friends believe that they're actually going. Like, none of them.
I mean, that does seem like a stupid shit thing a kid would make up.
Yeah. Like, we're going to the UK for vacation for spring break.
Yeah, like,
no.
That seems made up.
Yeah, more of Hayden's friends don't believe him. So I was like, well, when they see on Snapchat that you're in fucking Wales, then.
Is that you're just doing Wales, so or are you doing more stuff than that?
To London Saturday night and Sunday night. And then we're doing Stonehenge. And Bath, and then we're going up to Wales and spending the majority of time in Wales, and then we fly out of Manchester next Saturday.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be gone a week?
Yeah.
Well, is that their spring break?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
I guess you just said that.
Yeah, we'll be gone then. And then our flight lands back in Marquette. Sunday night at like 5:30.
Who's house sitting for you?
Ashley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a really good house sitter, so.
Really? Do you think she'd house sit for me?
Yeah. I mean, I would house sit for you.
Okay.
Even though I gave you attitude, but I would house sit for you.
Well, because we're going to go.
I like your bed. It's comfy.
It is very comfy. We're going down state for the eclipse, and the person.
When is that?
It's the 8th.
Of April?
Yeah.
My birthday is the 9th, but that's fine.
I mean, I'll be back. It's not like we do anything for your birthday anyway.
We don't.
We will have to record, though.
The week
before.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'd be leaving Sunday and then coming back either late on Monday or early on Tuesday. But the house sitter that I have lined up, she's like very nice person. But I sent her a message like 2 weeks and I'm like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, hey, can you house sit these days? And I gave her two times when I was going to be out of town. And she's like, oh, like I'm almost 100% sure. I just have to like look at my schedule. And I'm like, okay. And then I saw her on Sunday and she's like, I'll get back to you. I promise about that.
And you're like, okay.
And I'm like, well, it's coming up.
It's like a week away.
And I need to know.
Yeah.
And it's like two weeks away, 3 weeks.
Ooh, I think so. Yeah.
But anyway. So she just hasn't gotten back to me about it early. And I want to, like, lock somebody in for when we're gone. Plus, that Sunday and probably that Sunday for sure, I'm going to have, like, cleaning jobs. That she would also be doing for me.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like.
You're like, I need to know, bitch.
I need to know your availability.
Bitch. Yeah. I don't know this person.
No, she's very nice.
She seems nice.
So I'm going to at least try to, like, square her into clean for me those days.
Yeah.
And then, but the one is the condo. If you wanted to clean that for an extra money on Sunday.
That's true.
It's easy.
Yeah.
So I'd be paying you to house that and I'd be giving you the money that I'd be
How
getting
How long does
paid.
It take to clean the condo?
About 2 hours. 2.5 if you do all the laundry there.
Got it. I could probably do that.
And it's this many.
Ooh.
Yeah. And honestly, I would say the actual cleaning portion of it is an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But then
wouldn't you just do swapsies with the laundry and I just throw the laundry at your house?
Mm-hmm. Unless somebody else is checking in. Well, even if somebody else is checking in that day, it wouldn't be a problem.
I could probably do that. I remember how to do it. It's cleaning.
Mm-hmm. And I'd give you a list, like a checklist.
Perfect.
But anyway, yeah, so.
I've never cleaned the bathroom, though. But it's cleaning a bathroom with bleach and stuff. Yeah.
Spray the shower with disinfectant.
Make sure there's no hair.
Wipe it down. Make sure there's no hair. Wipe down the mirror, the sink, the toilet. Wipe down the floor. Restock everything. It's pretty basic.
Love it.
Because there is somebody checking out that day. As of right now, that's the only one, but I feel like there's going to end up being more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Whatever.
But it's stressful, because I obviously want to leave town once in a while.
Yes.
And then the other time I'm going to be gone is in May, and I think it's going to be a Thursday to Friday.
Yeah.
And that's, we're going to a concert. But that's just one night, so I don't have to worry about it as much.
Yeah.
Like, I could technically go to work in the morning, go downstate for the concert, and then leave early enough to work the next day if I had to.
Yeah.
But your eye is a little red, like irritated, and it's making me want to touch my own eye.
Don't touch your eyes. I had so much shit going on today at work. It was obnoxious. I had 12,000 steps in heels.
Ugh.
I'm a professional lady. We had the United Conference today. And then, which is, like, a ton of speakers on, like, LGBTQ.
Yeah.
Just a ton of stuff. And then we had the well-being fair, which was fun. But it was a lot of, like, talking and schmoozing to people and, like, other departments. And
that's exhausting to me. I could never do that.
And, like, walking around, making sure everybody had everything that they needed.
You looked cute. I saw the pictures of you.
I looked so cute. I looked banging. Mm-hmm. I got so many compliments.
Nice.
I know. And nobody had really seen my hair either.
Oh, because had you been wearing it up? Or, like, pinned back?
It's just that, like, I go between two departments in the same building most of the time.
Oh, okay.
And so people around campus hadn't really seen me. And so they were like, oh, my God, your hair.
Oh, yay.
And then my one supervisor, Jess Thompson, well, Dr. Jess Thompson, who runs Shine, which is sustainability and stuff. Mm-hmm. She was just like, oh, my gosh, every time I see you, you are just beaming like a vintage pinup, and I love it. And I was like...
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
Being showered with compliments.
I know. It was a good day. It was a good day. Mm-hmm.
I tend to get compliments when I wear my hair down.
Yeah.
Which I don't do very often.
Because you don't, no.
And I get compliments anytime I'm wearing any dress. It can be just like a tie-dyed sundress. Someone is going to be like, oh my God, you look so cute.
Well, and like I typically... wear tights and heels to work and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I try to class it up a little bit. So.
Yeah, you always look nice for work every time I see you.
Yeah. It would be out of the ordinary for people. Well, not even out of the ordinary for people to see me with my hair back and leggings and stuff on, because I change at work to go to the gym and stuff.
Yeah. So people see all...
People see an array of Chelsea every day.
Yes.
It's wild. Anyway, we should do this.
Anyway, we should.
We're not here forever. Anyway, hello everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to the Dolphin Hotel in New York City in 1408, which came out in 2007. It's an hour and 44 minutes long. You can get it on Stars if you sub, or rent it on Apple TV for $3.99.
I rented it on Amazon.
Or that, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's directed by Mikael Hofstrom. It's written by Matt Greenberg, Scott Alexander, and Larry Karaszewski. And it's based on the short story by Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
It stars John Cusack as Mike. He was in High Fidelity, Serendipity, Con Air, and lots of other things.
Yeah.
The wonderful Samuel L. Jackson as Gerald,
mm-hmm.
the manager of the Dolphin Hotel. Literally everything.
Yeah, just
all sorts of things.
Everyone that's listening to a movie podcast should know who he is.
Tony Shalhoub as Sam. He was in Monk, and again, lots of other things. And then Mary McCormick as Lily, Mike's ex-wife. She was in Mystery Alaska, which is one of my favorite hockey movies, and I completely forgot about it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I forgot about that too.
Yep. But yeah, that's it. Not a ton of people in this film, which is good.
Yeah. It was nominated for a lot of, like, the major awards, and I'll tell you what it lost to for them.
Ooh.
So it was nominated for a Saturn Award. It lost to Sweeney Todd.
Okay.
It was nominated for a Teen Choice Award, and it lost to Disturbia.
Okay. Oh, Disturbia.
Yeah. And then the actors... some of them won awards at different, but like the main ones that we do. Now, this was, the exterior of the building was shot. It's the Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan.
Okay.
And the interior, the majority of the interior was the Reform Club in London.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And it's a private, like, members only club.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. The membership fees annually in U.S. dollars are $2,300.
Yikes.
Which, I don't know. It's a fancy club.
That's not that crazy.
I think they have just under 3,000 members.
Okay.
But it's, yeah,
private. An annual pass holder for Disney is $1,400 per year.
Really?
But if you live in Orlando.
Then it'd be worth it.
It would be totally worth it. Or Florida area.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Now... Oh, I wrote right at the top it has multiple endings. But we'll wait.
It does.
Now, main character in this, his name is Mike, and he's a writer, and he writes about haunted places.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
He didn't always, though.
He didn't always, though.
Nope.
He had one book. It sounds like, as you go through the movie, it's based on his life experiences.
Yeah.
But written to be fictional. Well, something happened in his life where then he started writing about haunted cemeteries, haunted hotels, mansions, whatever. So he's basically, I mean, fairly well-known writer. Mm-hmm. And that's what he does. He just travels, stays at these little roadside inns, attractions, places that are supposed to be haunted, places where a lot of death or murder, whatever, has taken place. And then he rates them.
Yeah.
So it starts out, I wrote, it was a dark and stormy night.
Mm-hmm.
He's turned around, lost, and finally he gets to this inn. He gets in there late at night. It's like a little bed and breakfasty type place. And he's soaking wet, just wants to find his room. And the couple that run the place were like, oh, well, here's the story. Here's this and that. Here's blah, blah, blah. This is what happened. This is what guests have seen. And he's like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, just show me to the room. And he is very cynical.
He's very cynical and debunks a lot of them, but doesn't write like he is debunking.
Yes.
Yes. Like, he knows it's all bullshit, mm-hmm. but doesn't write it like that.
So he goes to a book signing, and this is kind of where it comes out, because he's supposed to be this, like, investigator.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has a tape recorder that he puts all his notes in.
Yeah.
And he talks about how they have lovely Eggs Benedict and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'll give it this many skulls out of 10. So you don't know if he believes it or not at that point. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, but he doesn't see anything, but he still, like, writes about it being spooky or creepy or someplace to check out. Now, he goes to his book signing, and at his book signing, it comes out that he doesn't believe in any of it.
No, not
at
all.
He's like, I haven't seen anything. Then, like, I'll keep doing this until I prove it.
Yeah.
But...
And he was just like, the closest thing you're going to find to a ghost is at Haunted Mansion in Orlando.
And
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it comes out that he'd written a book before he got mm-hmm. into that was more like a novel that, like, I would probably want to read.
I would
not read it. As, like, gimmicky.
Yeah.
And
the woman, or the young woman that mm-hmm. is talking to him about it, is just like, why don't you write, like,
this
more
anymore
of this? Like, this is great.
Yeah. And he kind of just blows her off.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're fine.
That was probably, like, a loud drink because I turned right into the microphone. Anyway, so the book was about, like, a weird father-son relationship.
Yeah.
Now, he's living on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
He checks his mail when he gets back from his travels. And he has a lot of, like, pamphlets, a lot of brochures and stuff that mm-hmm. he's gathered from different hotels. But there's one postcard in the stack. And the postcard says, don't go in 1408.
Yeah.
And it's from the Dolphin Hotel.
And he does the math of 1408 and it's equals 13. And he's like, oh, clever. Like, that's catchy. Yeah.
So he immediately, like, kind of blows it off.
Yeah.
Well, he calls to rent the room, 1408. And he's like, hi, I'd like to rent a room, 1408. It's not available.
Yeah.
Oh, how about Saturday? Unavailable. Mm-hmm. And they just keep going through, like, that room isn't.
Yeah.
Now, he can't get through, but his publisher calls him and says they basically pulled some legal strings that says if they have a vacant room, they have to rent it to you.
Yes.
So his editor then, or publisher, says, well, are you sure you want to come back to New York? And he's like, I'm just going to be there for business one night, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, are you going to call Lily?
Mm-hmm.
So then you realize, like, ooh, maybe he's running from some life problems.
Yeah.
The Dolphin Hotel is amazing inside.
It's beautiful. It's very Great Gatsby-like.
It is.
Like, yeah.
Or
I love
like
it.
American Horror Story.
Yes, hotel.
Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, kind of vintagey look
yeah.
from that era. Now, he goes to check in. There's a little note on his booking that says to get the manager.
Yes.
So, manager. I just called him Olin. His name's Gerald Olin.
Yeah.
Olin does everything he can do to convince him to not rent that room.
Yeah, so he gives the rundown of, like, what has happened in that room. He said the room has had all of these things. 7 jumpers, 4 overdoses, 5 hangings, 3 mutilations, 2 stranglings, and 22 natural deaths. So, like, in total, around, like, 57 people have died in that
56
room.
Because what?
It's 57 because the 58th.
No.
It's not?
It's 56 in total. Because they did a little, I don't know for sure because I don't read French, but the bottle of cognac that they're drinking is 57 deaths.
Oh.
Because Mike is supposed to be...
See, I just read the wiki and it says 57 deaths with the 58th one. But yes.
Oh, okay.
But whatever.
Whatever.
Either way, lots of people have died in this room.
So there's a long back and forth of Olin trying to convince him.
Yeah.
He tries to bribe him with this, like, super old booze. He's like, hey, you know, you can read all of my notes, you can use my office, you can blah blah blah,
you can take pictures
of the room right next door, which is similar layout. Mm-hmm. And he's like, nope, don't want to do it.
Yeah, of course.
He's like,
I have no need to do this.
Well, he's like driven by something though, like,
yeah, he, I know, but
yeah,
me personally, I have no want or need to stay in a haunted hotel, except the Lizzie Borden house. You can book a night stay there, which I think would be fun.
Well, I mean, the closest thing I've gotten to is I stayed at the lilac room at...
The Landmark?
The Landmark.
Yeah.
Where, like, nothing happened.
I have wanted to do, like, an East Coast tour and stay in Fall River or River Falls or whatever that town is.
Yeah.
And you can stay the night there and do, like, a night tour and stuff. I think it would be really cool. But nobody has been mysteriously murdered aside from the Borden family, like, 100 years ago.
I mean, there's been lots of mysterious murders.
But not at the, like, not at the residence. So I wouldn't feel weird staying there. And a lot of people stay there.
Have you been to the... the fort up in the Keweenaw?
No.
That kind of gives me the creeps.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't really like that, walking around in the old buildings and stuff.
And you get a vibe, too.
Yeah. So many people have died there and starved to death in the wintertime. And it was just, like, miserable conditions. I wouldn't have wanted to be the first.
That's why I had you go to that house on Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just like, this house just feels weird. Like, it's going to be the messenger house.
I thought it felt fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So Olin gives him the key, rides up in the elevator.
This part scared the shit out of me when he's talking about how they clean it.
Yeah. So Mike makes a good point. He says, well, no one stayed in this room in 11 years. Like, it's going to be disgusting, blah, blah, blah. Dusty, dirty, the sheets haven't been changed. And Olin tells him that he supervises 2 maids that go in, keep all the doors open, and they do, like, a light service to the room once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Which would...
He stands in the doorway.
And I would imagine that that's just dusting.
Quick dusting.
Maybe a vacuum and change the linens.
And they're in and out in 10 minutes. No longer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And a quick cleaning like that would probably, you know, just freshen everything up. Now, at one point, a maid, housekeeper.
Which would happen. Like, I feel like this shit would happen.
The housekeeper got trapped into the bathroom, and by the time they got the door open, she had gouged her eyes out.
And it was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be... If you drew the fucking short straw, if you had to be the maid to go up and clean that place.
It's probably on a rotation.
Yeah. Like, oh, fuck, it's my turn.
Because we had long stays at the hotel, and yeah. we would clean those on rotation. Okay. So it wasn't the same person cleaning the room yeah. every time.
Yeah.
Now, Olin doesn't get out of the elevator.
No.
He's like, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Now, the first creepy thing that happened is Mike is walking down the hall towards trying to find the room.
Yeah.
And gets turned around and is led right back to the elevators that he got out of.
Here's your sign. Just go.
Yes. The suite that he stays in, though, is the room itself.
Yeah.
Nice looking yeah. room. It's a nice suite.
And he, like, makes jokes about it. He's like, oh, this is it.
And I want to know, though, if it's been haunted since 19-whatever. Like, somebody had to go put a TV in there. Somebody had to...
They had to do stuff.
Update the electrical, like...
Yeah.
They would have had to have people go into the room.
Yeah.
The plumbing and stuff all looks the same.
Does it ever come out? I can't remember how it gets haunted, or is it just a haunted room?
It's just a cursed room.
Hmm. I like stories. I like backstories.
Yeah, things. They could have done a prequel to this.
And like, The Shining would have been. The Shining had a backstory to it.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah. Have you seen Dr. Sleep?
No, I want to.
That's really good.
Isn't mm-hmm. My boyfriend in it?
I don't know. You have a lot of boyfriends.
Ewan McGregor.
Yes.
Mm.
Now.
I do have a lot of boyfriends.
He talks about the paintings, talks about the random stuff in the room. It yeah. all gets recorded. Now, he sits down, gets some beer nuts, drinking the fancy booze, whatever. The radio turns on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's that Carpenter song. It's Only Just Begun. Is that just the name of it?
It's Only Just Begun. Yeah.
So that song comes on, like, the clock radio, and he's leaning out the window, like, talking about the street as this is going on. So he, like, jerks up and hits his head hard. Now, as he turns around when the radio turns on, or as that startles him, he notices that he hadn't laid on the bed, that there was two chocolates still laying on the pillows. It was perfectly made. And then
the fuck out, dude.
I know.
Ugh.
And he also notices after that, he walks into the bathroom, and right when he got there, it was super hot and sweaty in the room. So he took a little piece of toilet paper to, like, dab the sweat off of him.
Yeah.
Well, the toilet paper was folded up, like, hotel style still. Yeah. So then he thinks that somebody's in the room.
Yes.
And is, like, mental, like, looking for someone in the room. Obviously, there's no one there.
Yeah.
He calls the front desk, and the front desk says that they'll send up a repair person
yeah.
for the heat.
Yes.
Fine. So he hears a mom singing, or nanny, you don't really know
yeah.
what it is yet, and a baby crying mm-hmm. in the room next door. Now, he's a little creeped out, but not to the point where he's not going to do his job. So he goes, he's looking for blood splatter with that light. None of that would actually show up.
Really?
You think that they just maybe in the carpet right. or walls or whatever, but the bedding.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
maybe it was ghosty. Maybe it was a hallucination.
Maybe it was just to scare him.
Maybe it was just to scare him.
Okay.
Ghosties.
So the tech comes up to fix
because
the heat.
Because when he does the light, like, and shines the light on the bed, you see the bodies quickly. It's a quick flash.
But I don't think he sees the bodies. I think that's just to show us.
Okay.
Like, how the bodies were posed or whatever.
That's true.
The tech won't come into the room.
Fuck no.
But he talks him through mm-hmm. how to fix it. And it's just an old thermostat. Pulls the front off. Taps his fingernail on it. Good yeah. to go.
And Mike is just like, you're not going to walk the 6 feet in here. And the tech is just like, no.
Absolutely not.
Nope. And by the time it's done, the tech is around the corner and out. He's yeah. like, no, thank you.
Like, as soon as he hears Mike say, oh, yeah, it worked. Mike keeps talking.
He gone.
And he's gone. So, lays down on the bed, silently sipping mm-hmm. his liquor, and the alarm clock blasts on again.
Yeah.
Now, this is when it starts getting fucked up.
It, yeah. It turns very quickly.
The countdown starts.
I think that he had time to get out of the hotel room until the countdown started.
Yeah, I think so,
once
too.
Once the countdown started, like, I think the spirits or the entity or whatever is in the room was trying to, like, fucking scare him to get out of the room.
Yeah.
And you must be able to stay in there for 10 to 15 minutes before the clock starts.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would give the time, the maids enough time to come in, fluff stuff, and then leave.
And leave.
Yeah.
The countdown starts, and when that happens, then he goes deaf for a couple minutes there.
Yeah.
And he opens the window, and he's looking at, like, a police car driving by on the street, and he can't hear it.
Yep.
Now, the window comes down and smashes his hand. And it's bleeding pretty good.
It's pretty gnarly. Yeah.
Now,
sorry. My dog is.
He goes to wash his hand off and hot water blasts him in the sink. So he's just.
He's having a time.
He unplugs the clock because he's starting to, like, lose it.
Man, you just sit in the corner and just hope you make it a fucking hour.
Oh, my God.
Just sit in the corner.
No one
has made it more than an hour.
Yeah.
In that room.
If he would have tried to, I don't know, like, what if he would have had to go through it all again? Do you think he would have made it the second time?
No.
Okay. Now,
I think that a second option would have came into play.
Yes. The, what is it? The express checkout. The express checkout services.
Would you like the express checkout services?
Now, he starts to freak out. The clock is running without electricity.
Of course it is.
And he goes to get out of the room, and the key breaks off and then gets sucked into the lock.
Oh, my God.
So he's trapped.
I would just kill myself now. I'd be like, I'm gone. I'm done.
And then there are some, like, decent jump scares. He's yelling out the window at the building across the street, trying to get the person's attention. And it's someone sitting on their couch, and they have a burning cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
This was kind of, like, reminding me a little bit of Misery.
Yes.
Because he'd quit smoking, but he still carries one cigarette with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees the ashtray, sees somebody, and he's waving and waving at the person, and mm-hmm. then he realizes that the person is, like, perfectly mirroring him.
Oh, God.
And then he takes the lamp, which was smart, and holds it up to his face, and he realizes that it's him.
Ah!
Now, this is the jump scare. He is watching this guy across the street, him, and this, like, crazy person with a hammer jumps out.
Yeah.
To hammer him in the head.
Yes.
So then he's, like, collapsing, just, like, terrified, thinking that this somebody's coming after him.
Yeah.
Now, at that point, he hears somebody calling him daddy, little girl's voice.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, okay, now there's way more to this story. I think this is when he thinks that he was drugged by the alcohol and the chocolates.
Yes.
And I would have thought that right off the bat. Like, the first trippy thing that would have happened, I would have been like, there is drugs in this, and that's why I'm hallucinating.
And maybe that's why everybody was hallucinating.
Like, everybody that stayed in that room?
Yeah.
That's a stretch.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Because that would have had even the people that murdered themselves, too. So, like, Olin at the hotel is like, here, since Publicity. You're staying in this room, killing people. This
kidding.
Is a whole nother movie.
It's a whole other movie.
Now, on the TV, he sees his wife and daughter. Like, a home video.
Yes, it's, like, awful.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, a ghost man and woman, which kind of look like old-timey, staticky figures, yeah. go walking right past them and jump out the windows.
Ugh. Mm-hmm.
Now, at this point, I should point out, too, that there is a window in the bedroom and a window in, like, the main sitting area.
Yeah.
Because that comes up later. So mm-hmm. he tries to contact the woman in the next room by, like, pounding on the walls.
Yeah.
He's just trying to do whatever he can. He has a flashback of his dad in a nursing home.
Yeah.
Which was fucked up.
Yep. There are a couple flashbacks that really kind of get you.
Yeah. I don't know. Should we do... We don't typically do trigger warnings, but should we do child death?
I think so.
I mean, it's not... Maybe.
I'll write it down as a reminder.
Yeah.
Where am I at? It's pretty sad.
So he is once again trying to, like, rein in his craziness. He tries to figure out when the last time he slept was.
Yeah.
Like, with traveling, he's kind of disoriented. Like, what day is it?
Yeah.
When did I get here? When's the last time I ate? When's the last time? Which is a scary thing to do. I keep thinking today's Friday.
Yeah.
All day I've thought it's Friday.
My week has just been fucked up because it's been so busy. Like,
yeah. My day got thrown off because I worked on, like, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Monday was my busy work day. And normally it's Sunday. So that just kind of, like, messed with me a little bit. Now... He starts talking about being able to die in your dreams. Because he thinks maybe he passed out and he's having, like, this crazy dream.
Maybe. And that's what you would think. Like, you would think that.
Mm-hmm.
I have weird-ass dreams where, because I haven't drank in a while, and where I drink in my dreams.
Really?
Where I drink in my dreams and I'm trying to, like, fucking apologize or, like, I accidentally drink or something
funny.
Weird. And then
you're like, this is great punch.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Or, like, I'm actually, like, binge drinking again. And then I wake up the next day and I think I actually did. And I'm like, did I fucking drink last night? And I'm, like, mortified. And then I realize, like, oh, no, wait, I'm not puking in the toilet.
I
didn't drink.
And you, you're not puking. Yeah. And if you drank that much, you wouldn't remember drinking that much.
Correct. Yeah. But every once in a while, like, I'll have those dreams, especially, like, right when I quit.
Oh, yeah.
It was rough. Yeah.
See, I never had dreams about smoking when I quit smoking, but now I do.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I'll have a dream where I'm, like, on a road trip or something, and I'm, like, looking for my cigarettes. And, like, I wake up, and I'm like, oh, that was weird.
That was odd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a weird thing to think about. His plan is to go out the window. He's on the 13th floor.
Sure.
So he's just going to scoot himself the 18 feet.
Is it the 13th floor?
Well, technically it's the 14th, but there's no 13th.
Yeah. That's a lot of hotels.
Is it?
That like a thing?
I know it's a thing. I just didn't know how common it was. I've never stayed in like tall hotels. Right. So. Now, he goes out the window and he's scooching along this ledge, which I would never, ever do.
No.
Ever. I would rather die.
Right.
Well, I guess I would probably die doing it.
So it's a long way down between that height.
So he gets to where he thinks there should be a window, and this part's fucked up. It pans out, and there's not a single window on that building except for his window. Yeah. So he starts scooching back across, terrifying. Well, another good jump scare. He gets to the window, and as he's getting to the window, ghost woman dives out past him again.
Yeah.
And he falls, and he's just hanging onto the ledge, where I would die. I don't have enough upper body strength.
No.
I feel like he doesn't have enough upper body strength.
I don't think so. A lot of people don't have enough upper body strength in order to do that.
And then when he climbs into the vent, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just did a straight pull-up to get yourself in there?
Yeah.
No. Anyway. he barely makes it back in. And when he gets back in, he sees that the emergency exit sign on the door had blanked out and there was only the one room on it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Terrifying.
I'm in hell. I would be in hell.
Exactly.
This is hell.
So then the windows are all bricked over. He looks out the peephole. That it's bricks on the other side of that. So he gets that immediate trapped claustrophobic feeling. I don't know if he does. I would.
Do you remember the Cask of Amontillado?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it Amontillado?
Whatever.
I do.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Follow the House of Usher. You need to watch it.
I know. I know.
Anyway.
Now, he rewinds the tape to listen to
what the fuck has been happening.
What's been happening. Mm-hmm. And it's him going around the room describing it, and he says it's odd that there's no bedroom window.
No!
Ugh! That, yeah.
Psychological stuff like this freaks me out more than serial killer stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, he then has a flashback of his daughter, Katie, having cancer.
This is awful.
Or terminal illness. I don't think they say cancer. Now the room is freezing cold. So he goes for his cell phone. No signal.
Mm-hmm.
His laptop, he picks up a little bit
of
signal to like shoot out a message. Now, I feel like a video conference would take up way harder to do than like a text. It is.
Yeah.
Not like a text on his phone, but just like type something to send on the computer quick.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. He tries to get a hold of Lily. Is that when he sees himself?
No,
that's later.
That's later.
He tries to get a hold of her. He kind of gets a few words out. She's confused. She gets kind of mad because he's back in New York and he didn't tell her.
Yeah.
And then the sprinkler system goes off.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's like 2 inches of water on the floor. It's freezing cold.
I hate everything. I hate everything that's happening. I hate this more than being buried neck deep in soil and being fed through a tube.
I don't know. That's a tough call.
It's a tough call.
Now he gets into the vent. He goes crawling to the room next to his. Mm-hmm. And the woman on the couch is holding a baby. He doesn't see her. And she's talking to somebody. And she says something like, "Oh, Mike, where are you going?" He says, "Oh, I have to buy cigarettes." And the woman tips her head up. And it's his wife.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
Sad and creepy. Mm-hmm. So then he's like crawling around in the vent still, trying to like figure out a way to get out. And this like dried up, like mummified thing comes after him.
When do you just accept that you're just in that room forever?
I would have accepted way before I walked out on the window ledge.
This is my life now. I'm just stuck in here.
I'm stuck in here.
Mm-hmm. I'll die of starvation or something stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Crawl in a corner and die.
Because his communication, like, isn't, you know, getting out or whatever.
Right.
Now, he gets back to the room. He falls out of the vent onto the coffee table. Imagine it hurts.
Yes.
So then he goes to the fridge to get something to drink, the mini fridge. And when he opens it up, it's just like a long hallway with like a tiny Olin standing in the back of it. And then they have like a back and forth.
Yeah.
Well, then he thinks he's yelling into this empty refrigerator and void, but the fridge is actually stocked.
It's actually
full. So he's like punching and like flailing around.
It's a nightmare.
Throwing pop cans all over the place, like without even knowing they're there.
Yeah.
Now, back to Katie again, sick. Did you notice that she has a wolf cut?
She does. Mm-hmm. She absolutely does.
Ahead of her time.
Trendsetter. Good job, Katie Pooh.
Then the fax machine goes off and it's sending Katie's dress.
It's just fucking creepy. This is fucking creepy.
And then room is snowing. There's snow filling the room.
Him and Lily get into it, like, in his flashback, too, because Katie passes away.
Yeah.
And him and Lily get into it. And Lily is more accepting. Like, no, she was terminally ill. We did all that we could.
Yes.
This shit happens. I miss her dearly, but we have to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, will not accept it. He's like, no, we could have done more. And he, like, flips out and leaves to get cigarettes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he hears Lily on his laptop.
Yeah.
Thinking that the signal picked up again, yep. Whatever. After he's basically broken down at this point.
Yeah. His mind has broken.
Yeah. He is telling her, send the police, blah, blah, blah. Well, then he sees, like, his view of mm-hmm. himself, and it's different.
Yeah.
And it's him saying, come down here. I'm in this room.
Yep, I'm in 1408.
Don't even talk to anybody. Just, like, walk in and go right up to the room.
Do you think that the room wanted her to? And
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or that would just, like, torment him.
Yeah.
Like, thinking that she was going to come to the room. Just, like, another thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, where am I at? Oh. Now the three paintings in the room start to get scary.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like this at all.
There's a nautical theme with, like, choppy seas that starts to, like, move around. There's a portrait of, like, a woman reading to some people, and then there's a couple people in the background, and they kind of get, like, scary monster faces.
Yeah.
And then there's men, like, hunting from horseback with dogs, and mm-hmm. the dogs all get, like, scary, bitey,
snarly.
Mm-hmm. Now
they get, like, Coopers.
Yes, they turn into little Coopers. Well, the ocean painting erupts. Water everywhere.
This is the scene that I remember most from when I watched it previously.
Yeah, I saw this in the theater.
Yeah, I did too.
Did we go together to see it? It was when I lived downstate.
I think so, yeah.
And you would have been home from school then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We probably saw it together. Actually, I think we did.
And Lisa.
Lisa came with us. Yep. Oh my God.
So, he's, like, drowning in his room. Now...
Which, like, Olin talks about somebody that drowned in their soup.
In their soup.
In their room. In that room.
Now, he drowns, but when he wakes up, when he's, like, revived...
Oh, this part's fucked up.
He's on the beach.
It's like the Matrix.
And before he found out about the hotel or whatever, he was surfing. I kind of skipped by that part. And he got distracted. A wave knocked him under.
Yeah.
And he washed up on shore. Same thing happened. He kind of, like, fades in and out, like, seeing mm-hmm. Another person on mm-hmm. the beach talking to him. And then he wakes up again in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he's in the hospital in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily's there.
Yeah.
Because she's his emergency contact still. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they, like, it's like everything's back to normal.
Everything's back to normal, except they go out to dinner.
Like, time night. Passes.
Time passes.
Like, he goes to pick up his car or his SUV from where it was parked at the beach access. Yeah. You know, she's staying there. They go out to dinner. They are talking about a bunch of stuff. It's not just like
they go out to dinner and mm-hmm. he's kind of like looking around and some
yeah of... Oh, another thing that he does too is he goes over the microfilms
yeah
that were about the hotel and about the murders yeah. and the deaths, and when he looks them up, it's like, oh, banker fell off a bridge, not jumped from the hotel.
Yeah.
So that was, like, all getting proven muddled. Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he does. He, when they're sitting at the restaurant, he sees a waitress and she's wearing a plaid top and a skirt. And he thinks it's her, like the woman mm-hmm. that jumps out the window.
Yeah.
And it is, but then when he looks again, it's another like yeah. curvy lady, yep. similar colored hair. Now, he goes in, he writes a book. He writes a book about this whole thing that's happened yep. to him. So, I mean, it's got to be.
It's got to be a few months. Right?
You think a few months?
Yeah.
Because he's just sending the.
The manuscript.
The manuscript. So I would say a week or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I need to send this off right now. He goes into this little post office. And the guy working at the post office and the construction workers, because they're like remodeling, all turn and look at him, and they're all people from the hotel.
Oh my God. What a gut-wrenching thing to have happen.
So they start demoing, like not even demoing, just ripping apart, ripping the carpet up in the
post office.
Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like a Wizard of Oz type thing.
Yeah.
He's kind of gets spinny and weird, and then all of a sudden he's back in the room again.
And the room's fucking destroyed. It is destroyed.
Yes. Fuck. Like long abandoned hotel, yes. like rotted. Yeah. Everything is like gray and broken and gross. Now there's one door yep. that's just in the middle of the room, and he opens it and there's nothing on the other side.
Nope.
And then he hears Katie's voice.
Oh, little Katie.
It's so sad. Now, Katie's there, and she's like, don't you love me anymore? Don't you miss me? Don't you want to be with me? And she's wearing this cute little sundress in this, like, burnt up, gross place, and she's walking on the broken glass.
Hmm.
Yeah. And he scoops her up, and she's like, why can't we all be together again? Why can't blah, blah, blah? And he's like, I want to be with you. I just can't. Doesn't the alarm clock go off again at this point?
Yep.
He's holding her alive and he's crying and like wanting to be with her. And then you kind of see her arm go limp.
Yeah.
And he's holding her dead body.
It's awful. It's so sad.
So sad.
And then she deteriorates into dust.
Yeah. And then she turns into like ash, essentially. Mm-hmm. So the alarm clock goes off again. It shows that the countdown's still happening. He's pretty much like done with it at this point. And he wakes up and the clock resets.
Mm-hmm.
And the room is...
The room's totally fine. It's perfect.
Totally fine. Yep. He hadn't touched a single thing in the room.
Nope.
He just wakes up on... He's laying on the floor, isn't he?
He's laying on the floor.
Yeah. He wakes up on the floor, looks around. The toilet paper in the bathroom hadn't been touched. There's no blood from where he cut his hand. There's no towels and sink and water and nope. Nothing. Traumatizing. So he gets a phone call.
Oh, my God.
This is a little, I don't want to say comedic, but he gets a phone call and it's talking to him about the checkout process. And she's like, well, you can always take the express checkout. And he's like, no, I'm staying. And when he turned around, there's like a noose hanging there.
Yeah.
And then he walks a couple more feet and he's just like, I can't even fucking deal with this. Seriously. And then it's hanging in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Then he sees his reflection in the mirror. And his reflection in the mirror is, like, hanging himself with a bedsheet.
Yeah.
Like...
You can always check the express checkout. Yikes.
Yeah. So he tells her that he doesn't want to check out their way.
No. He's going to check out his way. Fuck you, ghost lady.
Yeah. He puts the phone down and the phone melts. And it's like, everyone you know is dead, blah, blah, blah. Like, saying all these, like, random scary things, and he's just looking at it. Now, he had a pretty solid plan.
Yeah.
If he's going to die, he's taking the room down with him.
Yeah, good for him.
So he has that expensive bottle of liquor. He
has, like, an existential moment where he's looking at the fire, and he's just like... Because he has a lighter and he's like, this fire is real. It's real. It has to be.
Yeah.
I'm like, good for you.
So he sets the bedroom on fire while he's sitting in the living room just smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. He's like, fuck it. Fuck you, demons.
Yeah. Well, the fire is real.
The fire is real. It is very real.
And he, it sets off the fire alarm in the hotel.
Yep.
It sets off the sprinkler system in the room. And
still chilling there.
He's just hanging out there. Well, then at that time, because he had actually made contact with Lily.
Yeah.
Lily is on the street on her way there when the hotel's getting evacuated.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how that would have exactly worked out. I don't think Lily telling the firemen my husband is in room 1408 yeah. would get them there any quicker. It wouldn't have. Through, no. I don't know, maybe if she said he's trapped in the room, they would have went. What I think made the firemen go to that room was the fire coming out of the windows.
Yeah, the fire exploding out of the windows. They're like, what room is that? Oh, it's 1408. Okay, cool.
Now, he would have died in that fire.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Yes. There's no coming out of that.
No. Now, Olin is sitting down in his office. Well, I mean, they got the fire contained, you know. And it's a big hotel. Well, he's just sitting there having a drink and... He says something like, well done, Mr. What's his last name? Enslin.
Enslin. Mm-hmm.
Because that's how he took out the room. Now, the firemen rescue him.
The firemen do rescue him.
In the version that I watched.
In the version that I watched also.
Now, I guess the DVD, like director's cut of this, has him dying.
Yeah.
Walking off with Katie, the end.
Yeah.
In this, he... wakes up in the hospital. He is in a New York hospital because it's similar. Lily's right next to him. There. Now, they get back together, it looks like.
Yeah, they get back together.
Mm-hmm. He writes the book.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, I've never seen you write that fast. And he goes, well, I already wrote it once before.
Clever.
Yeah. What I want to know, she has a box of his stuff that was recovered from the room from the fire. And she goes, oh, do you care if I throw this away? It smells, bad memories, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, you know, they're kind of like going back and forth.
Yeah.
Well, his tape recorder is in there. He didn't listen to that immediately.
Maybe he's traumatized. I don't fucking know. I would have listened to it.
What happened to you?
Yeah. But then maybe he's freaked out that if he listens to it, he'll be transported back to the room.
Oh,
like that
could
be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's a somewhere in time thing where he hears
this time loop.
And he's like, ah.
Well, he listens to the tape and he hears
and Lily is there.
And Lily's there. Mm-hmm. She's packing up her stuff. Do you think she's moving?
I don't know. Maybe they're moving, like, together.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. They seemed like a couple, kind of, but what the fuck do I know?
So he plays the tape. She's in the room doing other stuff. Mm-hmm. And Katie's voice, the conversation that he has with her when she's like, I want you to stay with me. I want this and that, blah, 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 all sad little girl. Lily and Mike both hear it on the recording.
Yeah.
And Lily has a box that she like immediately drops out of her hands.
As you would.
Yeah. And that's the end.
Yeah. That's the end that I watched also.
I guess there's also another ending.
There's so many endings that are terrible.
Where the tape plays and he hears Katie's voice, but his wife doesn't.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
I liked that ending because I liked that, one, he got out.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yes.
I liked that they got back together.
Kind of, yeah.
And then his wife also knows, like, what happened.
Yeah. I like it, too, because I don't like morbid, dark endings. Because I'm American and I can't handle it to my psychological
I know.
Self. I can't handle the descent.
Anytime I watch something with like a really dark ending, I can't, like, I can't sleep over.
And
like
I always bring up The Descent because the ending was switched for the American version. And I'm just like, man, you foreigners have some dark fucking shit.
I'm an American and I need a happy ending.
I need a happy ending.
Yeah, I liked it, though.
I liked it. I love it.
I've seen it a few times. Mm-hmm. I'd recommend it. It was not gory.
No, not at all.
I think the worst is the
like, you see pictures.
You see pictures of the, like, crime scenes.
Yeah.
And the one guy's neck is pretty gross in the pictures. Yeah, but other than that, it's not bad. Mm-mm. I would say gore, a zero.
A zero, for sure.
For scariness, I'd say like a three.
I would say a three. And it's mainly because it's a time loop. And time loops fucking freak me out.
I agree.
It's like Happy Death Day. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah. Time loop murders. I don't like that.
You know what I was thinking? I don't know why. When you said Happy Death Day, it reminded me of Groundhog's Day.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. Same thing.
And I feel like Bill Murray would have been able to play this and make it funny.
Yes.
Because kind of towards the end, when he's, like, freaking out and yelling and just being, yeah, like, well, fuck it, blah, 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 I could totally see
having
that
a cig
as Bill Murray being like, well, I guess this is it. Like,
this is
the
how
end.
I die. This is what happens. Like in Zombieland.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. yes, I liked it, and I would also recommend it. Yeah. Remember that next Monday is our breaky.
Yeah, our off Monday.
So, and it's, I think it's April 1st.
Really?
Happy April Fool's Day on that Monday.
Is it April Fool's Day?
I think so.
I'm going to look. Yeah, it is.
It is. So, yes, there will not be a new episode for that day, but we will be back on April 8th. So,
yep.
If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's @slashermoviereview, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, @slashermoviereview. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on mtrsradio.com.
All right. I hope everybody has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.